Hello and welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk podcast, where we discuss the latest polyethylene and polypropylene talk. I'm Helena Strathern, and with me today is Jo Pitches, our African Polymers editor. She's going to tell us more about expectations for the African polyethylene and polypropylene markets in 2014. So Jo, are there any factors that could affect the African polymer markets next year?
Hi Helena. Well, there are two key factors occurring in other regions, but with the polymers markets being global, they're likely to have a knock-on effect on the African markets. The first, which is of imminent interest, is the increase in European import duty for certain countries, which will take effect on the 1st of January. For polymers, the duty will rise from its current level of 3% to 6.5%, and it will affect imports to Europe from GCC countries such as Saudi Arabia, among others. Producers in the affected countries are expected to increase their polyethylene and polypropylene prices for Europe to compensate for this extra duty. But there's expected to be a knock-on effect in other regions too, as European producers and possibly others raise their prices in order to boost their margins. One Middle East producer said initially there could be a drop in demand as buyers try to avoid paying these higher prices, but ultimately they may have little choice.
Does this mean African prices will rise early in 2014?
Well, it seems that many Middle East producers may try to increase African prices in January. They justify this partly because of the aforementioned knock-on effect of the European duty increase, and partly as they expect African buyers to begin restocking in January. Furthermore, with December prices in Africa mostly having held steady from November, producers are keen to grab any opportunity they can to increase prices. However, some distributors in the African markets doubt the success producers may have in doing that. They think African demand is just not sufficient to support price hikes in January.
Okay, so what's the second factor that could affect the African market next year?
Well, there's new capacity starting to come online in the Middle East and Asia. This will increase the global supply of polyethylene and polypropylene. In time, this is expected to alter global trade flows and affect prices. And this will particularly be the case if global supply outweighs global demand. One such project is the new Borouge 3 complex in Abu Dhabi. It includes an ethane cracker, two Borstar PE units, two Borstar PP units, and a low-density polyethylene unit. However, product from the plant is not expected to be commercially available until the end of 2014. So any impact on Middle East prices and subsequently on African prices probably won't be felt towards the end of next year. So it's one of those situations where time will probably tell.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Jo. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS Pep Talk or catch up with all the latest news at ISIS.com. For ISIS here in London, I'm Helena Strathern.